The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Kelsey Kimberlin is a Ukrainian-American musician and singer who's not only entertaining but is also deeply committed to using her music to inspire change. And she's just released her latest single, which is called Spoof, I Wonder. And she's on the line with us here just now. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. So what's the inspiration behind your latest release, Spoof, I Wonder?
It actually has to do with the war in Ukraine. And, you know, so I don't know if you've seen the video, but I did a art of the Ukrainian flag colors.
Yeah.
All the pictures I put in the middle were from a frontline photographer. He sent us photos of the war happening down there. So I put photos that he sent in the middle. And it was just kind of a way of getting people to be more aware of what's going on. And, you know, it was also like my way of President Zelensky. He talked about how he wanted more artists to come out and make music and speak up about what's going on in Ukraine. And that's kind of what I did.
Yeah. The colors of the Ukrainian flag are so, when you see them, you now think of Ukraine and support for Ukraine, don't you? Whereas before, you'd maybe think of IKEA or something.
Yeah.
The two colors now belong to Ukraine.
Yeah, that's actually really funny. I think a lot of people that I knew, they actually didn't even know what the Ukrainian flag looked like until like the war came out and people started putting flags in front of their houses and on their cars.
Yes.
That was my dog.
The dog agrees with that. The last year and a bit, really, how has that affected you and your family?
Well, it's a lot's changed. You know, I used to go there every year and every summer, but I haven't been since the war started. And there was also, you know, the pandemic, COVID. You know, I have family that's still living there, but I have some that have left. But I have a cousin who's fighting. I have uncles that are fighting. So that's a lot. And like, you know, not knowing where they are half the time and not knowing if they're okay when you hear something happens, it affects us a lot, especially my mom, you know, because my mom was born and raised there. And then I've had, we've taken in a lot of refugees at my house, actually. They've been living with us and we're living with my grandma.
And is it kind of nice to take in refugees because in a way you're actively helping with what's going on? Because it's something that a lot of the time we can feel quite helpless about.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's actually a little more eye-opening too. Like, you know, hearing the stories of like fleeing, you know, it's one thing like, you know, reading a news article about it, but it's like another thing is like looking someone in the eyes and them telling you the story.
How has the current situation influenced your music? Of course, you've got this current single, but generally has it inspired you to go out and do what Zelensky's said to do and create stuff?
You know, so I've always been, you know, I've always done something with like a little bit of like activism and like world issues. But I think more recently, I've just been talking about Ukraine because it hits more at home to me, you know, having family there. But it's also like, it's helped me actually be a little more creative with my music. And that's why I created Spoof, I Wonder. It's just been a little easier to actually write down thoughts and how you're feeling and turning them into songs with what's going on.
So why is it called Spoof, I Wonder?
So it's kind of like my analogy of basically saying, like, I wonder what it would be like if it was like different or a different world. You know, I've always have like hard time with like song titles, but
yeah.
And this one I was like kind of like, I don't know if I like it, but other people around me were like, I really like it, do it. And I was like, I thought like spoof was kind of a weird word because then you never hear anyone say that.
Yeah.
So, but everyone liked the title idea, and I was like, kind of the thing behind it was like, what if things could be different?
Your creative process generally, how do you approach it when you're writing a song?
I have so many ways, but my main one is, you know, I'm a big like writer down like of everything I'm thinking. So a big process of me writing is like through notebooks and things that happen in my life, or just like I'll get like randomly like a song lyric to mind. I'll write it in a notebook, or I'll have a dream and I'll wake up and I'll write it down. I'm like, that was great. Or it's like awful in the morning. It's same with like melodies. You know, you grab your phone real quick and you just go to the phone and you see if it's good in like a few days or the next morning. So yeah. That's a big thing. I think like just life around me in general, and like writing is like my biggest thing that really helps me. And I either love it or hate it and never look at it.
That's the thing. I guess, are there parts of writing that are quite tedious, or maybe you get a bit of writer's block?
Oh, all the time. There's sometimes songs like I'll just write down an idea and I have no words for it. And then I come up with something, or something just like, usually, mostly when things are bad in life and you're stressed out, that's when I get the best inspiration. And so then I'll write that down. And I always, like, even if I just write down like one sentence, I always eventually come back to it because something happens and I'm like, that would be great to add on to this.
Yeah. Even though there are parts that are hard in writing, once that song comes out, do you find that the overall struggles were worth it?
Always, yeah. I think, you know, sometimes I get like a little bit scared releasing something. I'm like, what if no one likes it?
Yeah.
Like, no one will do it? So that's always, you know, like the initial thought. I feel like, you know, we're all very self-critical of ourselves. But actually, recently I've liked everything I've been putting out.
Yeah.
I've recorded a lot of music. I have over 300 songs, but I just haven't released. I've only released a couple.
Wow. So are you hoping to release the other?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
298 or even more.
Maybe somewhere in the future. I've always thought about, like, you know, if I get a pretty big audience, I've always dreamt about being like that one artist that just puts out like 4 albums in 1 month.
Wow. How do you do that? Has anyone ever done that before?
No, not that I know of, but I've always wanted to do it because like I always get really frustrated when like I really like an artist and I'm like, you haven't put anything out in 3 years. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And it like blows my mind. I'm like, you have this whole fan base for waiting. And then, you know, sometimes it's disappointing. So I was thinking, how would I satisfy myself? And I was like, I would love for like an artist to just put out a bunch of music like all at once. And you just have like, and it's like even like different genres and like different like vibes. And you just, you know, you get like all in all package.
Yeah. Is there a danger with that though, that it maybe loses the excitement if it's happening all the time?
I feel like it'd be really cool if it would like happen just once, you know, in a lifetime, just like one time I'd do it. And then like the rest would be normal and like waiting like a year, but I don't ever want to be that artist that waits 4 years to put out an album. Like, I think like people deserve like once a year, year and a half to hear something, you know, at least a song.
Yeah. Years in the future, if you ever have some hiatus, do you think that you could wait like 40 years before releasing another album, or is that way too long?
I think I got good patience. Beliefs expect it.
Since you've been making music, how has the landscape changed over the years?
Well, I think as I've gotten older, you know, it's been a little more serious for me. Because, you know, I've been writing music since I was very young. And I think I never really, like, understood, like, the gravity of writing music and, like, putting stuff out there for the world to see. But now I feel like I've really, like, found my purpose and what works for me, what doesn't. You know, how I like to write, what instruments, you know, how what I like things to sound like. So I think, and like how my, you know, like my vocal range, like what sounds good in my voice. So I think that's been like a huge thing. And also just like the progress of like being in the studio for so many years. I walk in there and I nail it in like an hour.
Yeah. How do you describe your music generally? Because you have been described as refreshingly fearless and authentic. Does that sound about right to you?
A little bit, yeah. I kind of like, if I was going to go with like a genre, you know, if you'd say, I think it'd be like pop with an edge. You know, I also like, I incorporate many influences in my music. You know, I use classical, pop, rock, jazz, Latin. You know, I always like to do something like unusual. Like in my one song, American Guns, you know, I had a gospel choir and a bluegrass banjo there. And then I have another song called Black Hope Down, and I use like a spiritual choir. And I also, you know, I like to combine like real instruments along with like digital. So that's just kind of my thing recently.
Yeah, that's interesting. Do you find that these kind of mixture of genres work quite well together?
Surprisingly, I think so, honestly, because I feel like it's kind of cool to hear like, here's an example. Like one of my like really favorite thing is like, when you hear like a like kind of a rap song and then you hear he's using like real instruments and real drums for a beat in the background, I find that really cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool, isn't it? Because they've put a lot of work into it.
Yeah.
So what have you got coming up that you're working on? Is there anything that you've got planned that's definitely happening?
For sure. So actually, I got a lot going on.
Yeah.
I'm going to Colombia this summer again to film some more music videos. But I'm also going to Ukraine this summer in, ooh, I think, August. And I'm going to also film a video down there. And, you know, I'm going to visit hospitals, a refugee center, an animal shelter, and some soldiers on the front line. So I think I'm going to incorporate that into the video somehow, of like bring more awareness and showing and like seeing like I went there myself. This is what I'm seeing. So that's my plan actually for the summer. And you know, I think my big thing is I have a plan that hasn't really worked out yet, but I'm hoping I'll be invited.
Yeah. It's interesting going to Ukraine because it feels like somewhere where we're probably heavily advised against going to. I guess it depends what parts you're going to, right? And do you feel safe going there?
I feel safe going there just knowing that I have family down there, and I know a lot of people. My dad has a lot of connections down there. I've already figured out where I'm staying. It's a place that's kind of like a bomb shelter, and it has it's basically the safest place you can go, and you have to show ID to get in. But I'm gonna have to fly into Poland and then take a train to Lviv to get down there. So there's just places you have to avoid, but I'm sure that I'll be okay.
I'm looking forward to going to Ukraine once the Russians have been defeated. I'll come, which hopefully won't be very long.
Yeah, hopefully. My mom's like that. My mom heard I was going and she was not very happy about it, but
yeah. Well, where are we able to find all your music that you've released so far, in particular this song Spoof I Wonder, and keep up to date with you everywhere?
So I release everything on YouTube. That's usually where I go to first, is YouTube.
Yeah.
It's just my name, but I also release on SoundCloud and Spotify. And then I have my Instagram that anytime before I release a song and after, I post on Instagram, which is just my name as well.
Yeah.
So that's what I mainly use.
Brilliant. Well, many thanks for joining us today. It's been great to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.